This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I hope you can hear the woodpecker. I've been hearing it for the past few days, right? I mean, they're always around, but this is the third day where, in the morning, I believe it's a downy woodpecker. And what is it doing? Drumming. Jello. And I've been talking about, you know, the law of attraction. You attract what you are. That is your vibration. And another way I like to explain it, look at it, think about it, is a drum beat. I'm going to get things that match my drum beat. Life will match my drum beat. This morning, my drum beat is a little mixed. I woke up a little crabby, you know, expecting myself from other people. Other people are not me. They're not going to make the decisions that I would make. And sometimes I get caught up expecting and getting disappointed and getting grumpy. That happens. It mixes up my drum beat a little bit. I want to feel my feelings. I don't want to incorporate things that don't feel good into my drumbeat because I'm not looking for more of that. I'm looking for more ease, peace, truth. And today, boy, have I got some truth for you. I shaved my armpits, people. Yes. Why am I telling you? Well, because episodes back, I did mention a kindergartner that I knew who got made fun of for having hair on her legs. And my choice was to then grow out the hair on my legs, on my body. And then I realized, so there is a line where I actually don't enjoy hair on my body, some parts of my body. So over these, I don't know, almost 10 years, I've been, experimenting and letting hair grow and taking it off, and just being guided by what feels the best. And a part of my passion is being myself and being a permission slip, acting as a permission slip for other people to be themselves, right? I am leading by example. I'm going to be honest and try to, right, fly my freak flag, like be myself. And hopefully that will encourage others to be themselves. You know, what do I want for my children? I want them to love themselves and feel comfortable broadcasting their unique essence. And I want to get to know them. You too, Crow. Oh, yeah, that's my crow. I see you. All right, so what happened with the armpit hair? I've mentioned the belly dancing class as well. This will be, I think, our third class, maybe, tonight. When I started the belly dancing class, it was warm, and I think both classes, maybe I had a tank top. Either way, I was aware of the fact that I was the armpit hair girl, right? I'm not always the armpit hair girl. Sometimes I don't have armpit hair. But I started that belly dancing class with armpit hair. And it was getting to the point where I'm going to be ready to take it off, actually. I don't like how it feels. And then I had this thought, well, wait, though. Maybe I'll wait until after the belly dancing class wraps up. Like, let me get through all six of those classes because what? Because I care about what people think. And not in the typical fashion, as in I'm embarrassed about my belly, about my, body hair. I have to remove it. It was, oh, I don't want people to think that I'm embarrassed of my body hair. I don't want them to be embarrassed of their body. So I'm gonna continue to be the permission slip for armpit hair. See the difference? That's being a permission slip to have hairy armpits. I am a permission slip to be myself. I've granted myself a permission slip not only to have armpit hair, but to take it off on a whim, right? So I'm not here to represent body hair. I'm representing myself. I'm doing what feels good to me. And I shared it with a friend. I was like, I was going to shave my armpits. And I was like, wait, I can't. I think I want to be the hairy armpit girl for the whole class. So that way, you know, I can represent. And if someone else is going through something with their bodies, or maybe they have someone in their lives that they're uncomfortable around because of something that they're, you know, seeing on their body, whatever. And I can somehow, change that. Make people feel better. Help people accept themselves and others. So anyway, I made my armpit hair like mean something. So then I had to like take the power away from my armpit hair. You know, it's not that big a deal. Just do what feels good in the moment and move on. So I shaved my armpit hair. and you know, I'm going to be more vulnerable. If you think armpit hair is vulnerable, I'm going to talk about money. I'm going to talk about what happened yesterday. So first, let me tell you the old me. The old me is very stressed out and plans far ahead and always plans for the rug to be pulled out from underneath her, because it always does, and it's always just her, and she needs to take care of herself. She is in the old me, right? So stuff always happens, and it's up to you to take care of yourself. Good luck. You better prepare. So financially, almost always I would have months of bills projected out in advance. And I would pay things as they were billed, not as they were due. So that way I gave myself room to fall behind, if awful things happen and I fall behind, I can do that without drowning. I can be pushed under without drowning because I've taken these big breaths and planned into the future. I'm changing. Hear the drum beat? I hear the woodpecker. I hear you, woodpecker. My drumbeat is changing. I am learning to live in the moment. How do you live in the moment and project your finances months and months ahead? I am starting to trust life and relax a little bit and trust that I always have enough money to do exactly what I need. And most of us never need more money, but we might, you know, I don't know, need a meal or a place to stay. A lot of times money, I mean, unless you're into origami or you really are desperate for something to wipe your butt with, you know, what is that paper good for right now here in this moment? Yesterday, I had a moment that I was like, oh, look at that. That bill is due. That bill is due today. I'm going to pay that bill. Wow, Amanda. You are paying a bill on the day that it's due. It feels late. It feels late. So that was kind of silly. I paid the bill and then I thought, oh, I don't really check my bank balance anymore like I used to. I should check the bank balance. I looked at the bank balance and there was not enough to cover the bill that I had just paid. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money. The rush of stress, the fear, the panic, the all of a sudden I'm like, I need to cancel my plans and I need to collect all the emergency money and go to the bank and put that in there. And so I write all of my old programming. I stopped and realized the hill I was rolling down. That old hill. Stress, fear, right, failure. And I was like, all right, I'm not doing this anymore. Everything's fine. Everything was fine 5 seconds ago. Why isn't it fine now? Okay, because I'm scared I don't have enough money. Is that true? No. I could certainly get some money and go put it in the bank and that bill will be paid, you know, and we can still eat dinner, you know, and make it to payday. No problem. In fact, let me look at that Venmo account. People have given me donations for donuts, for dance, for deodorant. And they've asked me for things like, can I have your PayPal account? Can I have your Venmo? Can I buy you a coffee? And I've said yes. And I've been open to that. And I've put these links on my website and said thank you for donations. And it's amazing. It's amazing to receive. So since I stopped rolling down crap mountain yesterday in my stress, I didn't cancel my plans. I didn't rush to the bank. I didn't feel really bad about myself and totally stress out my morning. I took a pause, realized what hill I was rolling down, realized I'm changing this drumbeat. This is not the song that I want to play today. What song do I want to play today? Oh, let's check out the Venmo. I had enough money in the Venmo to pay the bill. I transferred it. Whoop, boom, done. Bill paid, done. But I mean, since I was on that nice hill now, I was on a totally different hill. I did check around and I do have piles of, quote, emergency cash. I have created streams of income. Donations for dance, donations for donuts, donations for deodorant, donations for just being me. I've received donations for this podcast. And because I was open when someone said PayPal or Venmo or will you, you know, whatever, I have these accounts open and they're there. And when someone comes to the house and leaves me some cash because I've made them a smoothie and sent them home with donuts, I squirrel it away. I have my little, and so I had all my little squirrel piles, all my nuts buried. And you know how they forget half of them that are buried? I forgot half of them that were there buried. Oh, there they are. What a shift. I didn't go back to my bank balance. I don't care. We didn't need anything. We don't need anything. The car has gas. We have food, we're breathing, we're safe, we're loved, we're learning, we're creating, changing the drumbeat, changing the drumbeat. the other day, I was explaining to Finn how people help us. I was saying, well, this person, they help us make donuts, and this person helps us make donuts because they like our donuts. They ask me for them, and they give me money or ingredients for money, money for ingredients. And as I was just kind of explaining that to Finn, I thought, there's no reason why the donuts can't work out how the dance has worked out. I explained this in a previous episode. I've never asked for donations, but I've accepted them. And when we bought this house, we had literally no money. All the money was tied up in the moving, and the dance money that I had saved actually paid to feed my family. But before that, about halfway through that few years that I had collected and just squirreled away those donations, halfway through, I was actually having a rough day and decided to count my donations to make myself feel better. I got my little box out and I counted the money. And then I also added up how much it had cost me to become a Zumba instructor, how much it cost me each month to pay for my Zoom and for the Zumba membership, right, for the licensing of that. I added it all up, and what I had paid out to become a Zumba instructor, donations had covered for. It was like literally like the same number. It was the same amount, almost exact. So not only was it free for those who I was serving, yes, my classes are free, they donated enough money collectively to pay for the training and for the production of the class. It was free for all. It was free for me to become the instructor, to offer the classes, and for them to take the classes. And I'm sure that's still the case. I still receive donations. The donations are getting bigger. Perhaps not as frequent. I used to have someone who would just every class, $5, $5, $5. Right now, I don't even have a bucket. I don't even have a receptacle for the donations. To be honest, because I didn't want to infringe on the space. You know, I'll ask the library, hey, do you mind if I put a donation bucket out? You know, I can do that. I'm not opposed to doing that. I'm open. But what's happened is, instead of that person, $5, $5, $5, $5, every now and again, someone will say, here's 20, here's 50, here's $100. I've received a $100 donation from a dancer who came to class, loved it, doesn't even really come anymore, but she totally loves it, appreciates it. That donation is tacked up on my wall because I know it's magical. So when I was looking around yesterday, I was like, well, there's always the magic $100 bill up there. You know, I'm not kidding. And so when I thought, well, it worked out for dance, free for all. It could work out for donuts. I can buy the ingredients and make the donuts and feed my family and others, receive donations to make more donuts, to feed family and others, free for all. And that brings up one of my oldest dreams. This dream came from contrast. Usually seeing what I don't want, right, can help me know what I do want. And the way that life was and how it was set up in society and the programming and everything. And I thought, gosh, I want all of this to just break. I want all the computers to blow up. I want safely blow up, right? I want the systems to be down. And that was when I used to hate money. I don't hate money. I love it. Hear me? Anyway, I used to want everything to stop. And I wanted things to be like this. The bakers bake. The people who love being with the babies are with the babies. The people who work on the machines. The gardeners garden, right? The techies tech, the builders build. The chefs cook, the homemakers make the home. The dreamers dream, the dancers dance. And doesn't that make sense? Oh, I bake bread. I bake bread for everyone. No, I don't watch the children. She watches the children. And on it goes. So not just the dance, not just the donuts. My whole life, our whole life can work like this. We can show up and be ourselves. And be supported. It can be free for all. Free for all. It is a free for all, isn't it? I can feel myself becoming my dream. Those small steps. And it's the guts to be myself. What am I supposed to do? Well, I'm supposed to make donuts and deodorant and dance and broadcast my signal out here with the birds. And I'm doing it. And what are you called to do? What were you put here to do? What would feel best and most natural? And, well, of course, I would do this. If we were divvying up roles, I would be this. Because it's who I am. Do it. Be it. And it's going to be a little mixed bag for a while, right? Like yesterday I had this like new drum beat. Yeah, woodpecker. I'm not living this way no more. I don't need any money. I am just going to do things as they come and I'm going to feel safe and supported and I'm not going to be afraid. And then this morning I was a grump. I was a total grump, right? Just caught up in fear-based thinking. So it makes sense that life is all the things, because we are all the things, and we have everything available to us, every instrument available, right? Every drum available to create our vibration. So just take a moment, okay? Take a moment. And before you add it to your drum beat, just think about it. Do I want more of this? Do I want to attract more of this? Is this what I want? Is this the kind of song I want to play today? And I know that I'm going to be thinking about that, right? Yesterday, having that all that stress, the old way, and then finding the new way and letting it go. And like, dude, I'm still not stressed out about money. I'm not looking at the other bills. I'm not looking at the bank. I'm okay right now. I like this new way. It's different for me. It's what I need to find ease. It's what I need to release. I don't know what you need. Right? We're only connected to our compass. So I've got to follow mine, and you've got to follow yours. And you, when you've got a mixed bag, it makes sense. Well, this is tough. This is tough to realize we're beating a drum all the time. But we are, and we can change it at any point. So I'm gonna remember my new drum beat from yesterday, and it's carrying through into this day, and I love it. And I'm gonna remember what happened this morning too, and say, well, that makes sense that you're a grumpy human. And I'm just going to focus on what I want to grow. Can you hear the train? Let's let the train go by together. Breathe. Breathe in the new drum beat. And breathe out the old one. Yeah, that was good. Perfect timing on that whistle. Breathing it out. Whistle it out. Have a great day. Be yourself. Go easy on yourself. I'll see you tomorrow. Choo-choo.